everyone, welcome to episode 12 of the Pokemon Go podcast. I'm your host TK Buffin, and today, as always, we'll be going over all the latest news and more. But also, today we're going to be joined by Nico. Hello.
Hello.
Yep, he's come back. Also, quickly, sorry, it's a day late. I know it's normally comes out on Sunday, but today it's Monday. It's a day late, so like it's not that bad. Instead of like a week late. So going straight in, Nico, hello. Do you want to read the news?
Okay. Trainers, the Pokemon Go reform program is now active. We'd like to thank our trainers in Australia for helping us test and refine this feature. Your participation and input have helped us prepare for this feature for launch. And every journey is better with friends, so why not invite some of your friends to join yours? Whether it's your friend's first time playing or they're returning after a break, they'll receive rewards like Pokemon encounters, rare candy, incubators, and more as they hit milestones on their adventure. And so will you. With the Season of Legends, it's still ongoing. It's the perfect time to invite your friends to join your journey. How to refer a friend? You go to the friends screen and invite your friends to get your referral code, and then you share that code with your friends, and they put the code in and you join them. And remember what it was like when you first started your Pokemon Go adventure. Were there other trainers in your life that helped you in your way to becoming the best you can be? We hope the referral program will encourage you to reach out and lend a helpful hand to your friends as well. We're all here to enjoy Pokemon Go together, and this is the perfect opportunity to welcome back trainers into our community. Let's go on this journey together.
Cool. Yeah, that's a lot of news already. Wow.
That is long, and I am dead now. I cannot read anymore.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Your next one.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's like, I was going on a few days ago and I saw that and I was like, oh wow, it's already come out. It's like I think it was like the episode before last episode when I said it and they've already got it out. So it's pretty fast. So the next bit of news is that celebrate spring Pokemon Go with the debut of Megalopunny. I'm very sad. I hoped it was Mega Tyranitar, but it's not yet again. So this time it's Megalopunny. It says, trainers, spring has sprung in the Northern Hemisphere and we're celebrating a spring-themed event. Look out for Chansey, Happiny and some other familiar Pokemon wearing flower crowns. Plus, Megalopunny will be making its Pokemon Go debut in Mega Raids. The date and time are Sunday, April 4th at 10 a.m. to Thursday, April 8th at 8 p.m. local time. The features include, so the following Pokemon will be appearing more often in the wild. Pikachu wearing a flower crown, Execute, Marill, Plusle, Minun, Beniri, Bunnelby and more. If you're lucky, you might even encounter Shiny Bunnelby. That's pretty cool.
How rare is the Pikachu?
Pardon?
How rare is the Pikachu, does it say? Because I'm willing to grind hours to get that thing.
I think it's part of the collection challenge, so it's probably not going to be that rare. So, yeah.
Oh. Okay, that's good. That means I don't have to grind all day.
Yeah. Chansey wearing flower crowns will be appearing in the wild, and Happiny wearing flower crowns will be hatching from eggs. If you evolve a Chansey wearing a flower crown into Blissey, that Blissey will be wearing a flower crown too. If you're lucky, you might even encounter a shiny Chansey or a shiny Happiny. Definitely going to be looking out for that. Shadow Execute will be appearing more often in Team Go Rocket battles. Yeah, I was actually playing today and I got a Shadow Execute, and it was actually 2 stars, so it wasn't that bad for Shadow. The following Pokemon will be hatching more often from 2 kilometer eggs. Execute, Eevee wearing a flower crown, Pichu wearing a flower crown, Togepi, Azurill, Beniri, Happiny wearing a flower crown, Munchlax, Rufflet, and Bunnelby. I was just imagining when I said this, an Execute wearing a flower crown, like there's like 5 of them and then they're all wearing like one giant one that's like ripping.
I don't get that. Like, which one will wear the flower crown?
Yeah.
Will every one of them have a small flower crown, or will just one huge flower crown be on all 5 of them, like getting held up by them?
Yeah. Megalopunny will be making its Pokemon Go debut in Mega Raids. Other spring-themed Pokemon will be appearing in Raids as well. There will also be Megalopunny-inspired avatar items in the shop. I don't think I'm going to be buying that just because, like, I have 400 Pokecoins right now just by grinding gyms and putting them in, but then I'm spending it on, like, storage and stuff. And event exclusive spring theme gift stickers will be available from Pokestops and gifts during the event, so be sure to get them while they're available. And complete event exclusive field research tasks to encounter Azumarill, Rufflet, and more. Complete the spring themed collection challenge during the event by collecting featured Pokemon to receive a lucky egg, Mega Lopunny energy, and XP. Head over to the Today view to track your progress. And also, the bonuses are 2x hatch candy, lucky eggs will last for 1 hour, and half egg hatch distance when you place an egg into an incubator for the event. That is a lot of news as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so now it's
my turn. Breaking news, insert epic music here. Pokemon Mischief is on the rise, and Team Go Rocket has an 8-bomb problem. Trainers, the tricky Pokemon event is back, and mischievous Pokemon seem to be causing more trouble than usual. Throughout Thursday, April 1st, 2021, Pokemon prone to mischief will be appearing more often in the wild. Some of them may even be Ditto in disguise. Some of them appear to be causing trouble for Team Go Rocket too. So it's the perfect time to complete Team Go Rocket timed research and rescue Shadow Zapdos from Giovanni's clutches. Date and time is on Thursday, April the 1st, from 12 a.m. to basically midnight. And the features will be Pokemon that they're basically mischievous, like Apom and our Pokemon, will be appearing more often in the wilds. Sources tell us that Team Go Rocket grunts will only have Shadow Apom on their teams during the event. They thought catching Apom would put a stop to their pranks, but how wrong they were. Team Go Rocket will be appearing more often at Pokestops and in balloons. Team Go Rocket timed research launching during this event would be available from Thursday, 1st of April, 2021 to Thursday, 8th of April, 2021 at midnight local time. Complete it within that time to run a Super Rocket Radar and our rewards. The switch timer in the Go Battle League will be cut in half. This could be more Pokemon mischief work. Take a few snapshots for a surprise. Ditto will be appearing more frequently in the wild during the event, so be sure to catch a Pokemon that Ditto are known to transform into. I'm going to be doing a lot of that. We also received reports of Ditto transforming into more Pokemon species than before, and it seems to this phenomenon will continue after the event concludes.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
Yeah, there's one last bit of news, and this is like PvP, and I love PvP, but the sad thing is I haven't been grinding this much this season, so yeah. It says Go Battle League season 7 begins Monday, March 1st at 1 p.m. Oh no, I really wanted, like, wow, like it's just going so fast. So the update, a third of the 29th, we have some changes to share regarding attack updates coming to training battles in Season 6 of the Go Battle League. These changes will be implemented on Monday, April 12th at 1 p.m. The following attacks will be added to Pokemon Go. Leaf Storm, this will be available, this will be powerful grass type charge attack that will decrease your Pokemon attack stat after use. Sunflower, Celebi, Ludicolo, Roserade, and Leafeony will be able to learn Leaf Storm. Following attack will be available to Pokemon that can learn them before. Payback. Persian, Alolan, Persian, Cacnea, Cacturne, Absol, Bronzor, Bronzong, and Leapyard will now be able to learn this powerful dark type attack. Quickly about this, imagine a Bronzor in the Little League with Payback. Like, I already have a shiny, like, 3-star, so it's, I think, 13, 15, 15. And it's 494, so just under 500. So that's going to destroy every Pokemon in the Little League. If they bring that back, everyone's going to be really angry. But, like, I want that to come back. And there's another bit that says, is there a more apt time for Season 6 of Go Battle League to begin than with the Season of Legends? I'm excited to share how this Go Battle season... Wait, I'm pretty sure... What? Oh, yeah, it's the same thing, but then just some added stuff. And you can look forward to new cups that are penned and team expectations in familiar leagues and surprise sometimes between Monday, March 29th at 1 p.m. to Monday, April 5th, 1 p.m. So basically, from now to, like,
next week, basically. Well, this week.
Oh, yeah. Wait, it's today. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't been doing PvP lately, so...
Rip.
I haven't, yeah. So, once you... We've already done this. Yeah, so it's just a repeat of everything. Wow. Oh, yeah, just one thing I'm really excited for. Legend rank, you'll be guaranteed to encounter a Pikachu Libre. So that's pretty much all of it. And, yeah, that's all the news for today. Now it's time to go into Megazone. You heard the music, now it's time for another episode of Megazone. And today, well, we're going to be going over Mega Lopunny, obviously. So it's brand new, it came out a few days ago. It isn't the best one, it's a bit like Manectric, Mega Manectric, obviously, but like, it's more of the ones that it's good if it gets a new attack, because right now there aren't many good attacks. So the Pokedex entry is Lopunny is notably wary and has a dislike of fighting, but at the same time it can deliver powerful kicks with its lithe legs. I think I pronounced that wrong, or lithe, I'm sorry if I pronounced that wrong. The base stats attack are 282, defense is 214, and stamina is 163. The max DP, this is Lopunny, not Mega Lopunny, I think. Level 15 is 1,605, level 20 is 2,140, level 30 is 3,210, or level 40, 3,745. I think that might be Mega, I can't remember. The max HP level 40 is 140. The size, as always, I don't know why anyone would want this, but the height is 1.3 meters and the weight is 28.3 kilograms. So the best counters Mega Lopunny, the best three, so is Lucario with counter and Aura Sphere. Conkeldurr, I don't know how to pronounce that. You know, the big one with like two giant buildings kind of in his hands with counter and dynamic punch. And Breloom with counter and dynamic punch. If you can't do that, there's Machamp with counter and dynamic punch. So that's just an easy one to get. Best movesets for Mega Lopunny. For offense, is Pound and Hyper Beam. For defense, it's Pound and Hyper Beam. So you don't have to waste loads of charge TMs. And so it's a normal fighting one, and it's vulnerable to Fairy, Fighting, Flying, and Psychic. And they all deal 160% damage, and it's resistant to Bug, Rock, Dark, and Ghost. So Bug, Rock, and Dark do 63% damage, and Ghost do 39% damage. So altogether, it's a pretty sturdy Pokemon, but I'm not going to be like going out of my way to actually take it out. Yeah, and now it's time for Tip of the Week. That's in the Mega Zone, so yeah, going straight in. Nico, hello, do you want to do one?
It's just throw a Pokeball to catch Pokemon. That's it.
What a wise words from a pro Pokemon player. Well done. Okay, so throw Pokeballs at Pokemon. Pretty much that. So that's tip of the week, and now that's the end of the episode as well. There's no emails or feedback from people this week, but remember you can, and I'll try to answer it. Thanks for listening. Goodbye from TK Muffin and...
Me, Nico. Yes.
Yeah,
hello.
Nico, hello. Yes.
Actually,
okay.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Bye. See you next week. Bye.